Hola, hola. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. This is a bilingual podcast where we speak Spanglish. Hablamos español y a veces hablamos inglés y a veces hablamos de los dos idiomas. So grateful for you guys. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, you are going to love today's lesson. And I call it a lesson, guys, but it is really an episode. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. Hey, everybody. So good evening here. Marty Angel right here. And I'm coming at you from my home office. And I just want to say thank you guys for watching. And the reason I'm coming on today is to share with you a little tidbit of what I want you to think about. Right now, we're all caught up in what to do, what not to do. And every day, things are changing, rules are changing. We're in the throes of the COVID virus, you know, COVID-19. All of the things that are coming that have been, guys, will be different. The world as we know it will no longer be the same. Once this thing blows over, and it will blow over, the world as we know it will not be the same. Now, I want to say I am the Latina business coach, but I am an enlightened entrepreneur. Before I begin my day, I meditate before I go to sleep. I've changed my routine, so I meditate before I go to sleep. I say my affirmations during the day. I do my best to stay up with the Course of Miracles. I listen to my spiritual coach, Gabby Bernstein. I am part of her Miracle membership. I am an entrepreneur that's very, very much at heart. But just because I come from the heart doesn't mean that I don't have feelings and I don't allow my humanness to show. And I'm also a college professor. And as a college professor, I teach in the health and exercise science department. But I've done the gamut, guys. You know, I have a business degree, so I teach sometimes in the business department. And I'm also a functional diagnostic nutritionist, so I, you know, teach in the nutrition department. I've been a fitness instructor. That's how I worked my way through college since I was 16. And so for me, moving my body has been something that I have done for forever. I've done it for forever. So this is something that I know well. Now, this is something in my physical being that won't change. Regardless of what's going to happen, won't change. But some things are always going to change. And business as we know it is going to change, guys. And we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared and not wait until it happens and get to the other side, guys, to have something be different. Right now, guys, if you are a business person or if you've ever thought about having a side hustle, if you've ever thought about joining a network marketing team, if you've ever thought about being an affiliate marketer, if you've ever thought about any of those things, now, my friends, is the time to do this. Right now, I'm speaking to you. Right now, you should be taking advantage of the time that you have to, number one, you know, learn something new, guys. Learn something new and learn a new skill. Change the way you're thinking. Meditation, yoga. This is a perfect opportunity. I see so many people always say, you know, you teach yoga. Oh, you know, that's something I want to get to maybe one of these days. And, you know, if you have a business right now, you should be investing time learning more about your business, learning how to be a better salesperson, a better business owner, a better entrepreneur, whatever it is, guys. Okay, so that's really important. But there are three things, I call them the three E's, that are extremely important right now that you should be focusing on to get through this. And right now, those three things come from what I call is my soul purpose, guys. My soul purpose. I have to look at my soul purpose. What's your soul purpose? My soul's purpose is to be the best version of me I can possibly be, no matter what I'm doing. If I am teaching you yoga, then I've got to be the best version of me I can possibly be. If I'm teaching you, you know, how to be a better, have a better lifestyle because of your nutrition, because of your, you know, your vitamins, whatever it is, whatever I'm teaching you, I got to be the best version of me I can possibly be. If I'm teaching you how to have better health, if I'm teaching you how to be a better person all around, if I'm teaching you how to be an enlightened entrepreneur, I have owned six-figure income businesses, guys. And so I am speaking from experience. And my soul purpose tells me that what I'm doing is to, that what I'm being, that what I'm being is to be the best version of myself I can possibly be no matter what I'm doing, okay? So think about that. And think about what are you doing and are you being the best version of you? And be careful out there, guys. Be real careful out there because there is a lot of negativity going on and this is just going to make it bubble up and get to the top and all that, right? We guys got to stick together. Latinas got to stick together. You know, women got to stick together. Everything, whatever it is, we all got to stick together. The humans need to stick together. We need to stick together. We have that soul purpose to know that togetherness, we will rise, but separate, we will fall, okay? So guys, I want you to think about, if you are doing these three things, then you will succeed. And the first thing that I want to talk to you about is, what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now to educate the people around you, to educate your customers, to educate your children, to educate yourself? Here's where your focus needs to be. What are you doing to educate yourself? Number one. What are you doing to educate those around you? Number two. What do you need to be doing to educate your business tribe, your customers, your team? Right now, we should be spending time on getting better at educating ourselves and educating other people. On what are, what, and what do we educate? You're going to ask me, Marty, what do we educate them? Educate yourself on how to become a better entrepreneur. Educate yourself on how to be a better lover. Educate yourself on how to be a better mother. Educate yourself. You know, there's a lot of things you can choose, guys, but educate is number one. Now, you can educate your customers on the value of your product. You can educate your customers on how to use your product. You can educate your customers on why it's important to use your product. Education, guys. Right now, we should be focusing on education. Why? Tell me why, Marty. Because people have a little more time to listen. They've got nothing else to do but to sit at home. We've all been relegated to our home. Now is a good time to get out there. Yes, there's a lot of us out there, but you've got to come from that space of abundance. Number two, the next thing that you need to be doing is to entertain. Entertain yourself. Entertain. Be happy. Entertain. You should also be, and I'm going to pull it together in a minute or so on how to actually do this, guys. So entertain it. Entertainment. Smile. Be happy. Go out. Open the heart chakra, guys. Entertain yourself and entertain others. If you're a business person that's out there in entertainment, then entertain others. Entertain them, guys. Entertain them. I love to be entertained. Okay, TikTok is like going through the roof. I love TikTok. I don't know about you guys, but I love scrolling through TikTok. They're short, sweet, and to the point. And for me, that's ADD. And I have to stop talking so fast. But for me that is ADD, it's important. It's important. I love TikTok because I consume all of that so quickly. Okay, number three, guys. Number three, are you empowering? Are you empowering others? How are you empowering others? Are you empowering others? How are you empowering others? Are you empowering yourself? How are you empowering yourself? That's it, guys. The three E's. In order to succeed in business right now, you must either educate your customer, entertain your customer, or empower your customer. In order to succeed in a relationship right now, you must either educate yourself to be a better lover or entertain yourself and empower yourself, right? But trust me, guys, when I say to be the best business person you can possibly be, you've got to educate your customers, or you've got to entertain your customers, or you've got to empower your customers. The three E's, guys. If you're doing the three E's, you, baby, are going to be ready to hit the ground running when this is all over, because this too shall pass. All right, guys, I hope that you found value in this. If so, I'm going to ask you once again, please drop me a comment, tag somebody that you think might need to hear this, and just get out there and be nice, be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. Ahimsa to everybody, guys. Have a great day. Drop me a comment, say hello. I would love to hear from you. Namaste.